I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1477, Have No Doubt. Yesterday, we celebrated the resurrection of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And today, I want you to have no doubt about just who he was, who he is, and who he evermore will be. The Bible gives us glorious insights all over the place. Let's dig a little deeper so our Easter joy can rise a little higher. As you know, the Two Greatest stands for T2G, the Two Greatest Commandments, which Jesus said are to love the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Aren't we glad today that we can see the Lord our God in human flesh in the person of Jesus, who lived, who taught, who did miracles, who died, and who rose again, and coming back for us one day? The Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, were written for that purpose, so that we might know Jesus. Now, there are all kinds of writings today, movie scripts, science fiction, blogs, emails, texting, tweets, TikTok, and so much more. But what about the Gospels? Well, the Gospels are ancient biographies. Biographies were a bit different in that day than this day, but our modern biographies evolved from those ancient ones, so they do have a lot in common. And as we compare the Gospels, some people are troubled because they see inconsistencies in chronology, for example. But ancient biographies weren't concerned with chronology. They weren't concerned with order. They were concerned with story, true story, a place where we can meet the real Jesus. The Gospels weren't ancient novels. Ancient novels were mostly about romance without historical prefaces. Instead, ancient biographies are considered a form of ancient historiography. They're based on actual events to make a point, not made-up events. That is to say, ancient historians sought to teach moral lessons through their work, but not through fabrications, but through facts. To evaluate the accuracy of these ancient biographies, you'd ask a couple of questions like, is the biographer writing about recent events or distant past? And how closely is the biographer sticking to the sources? Another example might be Alexander the Great. Did you know the best biographer of Alexander the Great was Arrian, and he wrote 400 years after Alexander the Great? The Gospels aren't like that at all. The Gospels were written within decades, not hundreds of years, from the events themselves. This was from oral history, where eyewitnesses were still alive, telling the stories that they saw and experienced in their own lives. Aristotle said, history must deal with what happened, not just what might happen. Pliny the Younger wrote, what is distinctive about history is its concern for actual facts. And Lucian said, only bad historians invent data. The living memory would have been very much alive in the first century. The primary responsibility of a disciple, of a teacher, was to be able to recall and repeat back what he had learned. And the accuracy of oral teaching was protected. They would be told and heard and memorized and told again. Memory practice was the most widespread feature of ancient education. Jesus is alive, friends, and the historical, real, true Jesus is accurately revealed for us in the written word of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Thanks be to God. Here's the great question. Which gospel is your favorite and why? Let's pray. Gracious God, we're grateful today for the gift of Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Thank you for these sacred words that you've preserved for us as an understanding into who Jesus was, is, and evermore will be. God, we appreciate the accuracy and the truth woven into the fabric of these gospels. Through meticulous accounts of the evangelist, we gain insight into the profound moments of Jesus' earthly life. We see his miracles, parables, his compassion, his unwavering love. God, in your wisdom, you gave us this roadmap for our own spiritual journeys. Thank you, Lord, for the reliability of these Gospels. They serve as a foundation of our faith, a source of comfort, and a source of strength. God, may we continue to look to them, soak in them, and let your Holy Spirit illumine them to our own hearts and minds. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1478. In the meantime, the nature of the gospel was to communicate true information about Jesus using accurate events. you can have confidence in the Gospels. They're reliable and true. Have no doubt.